Look, for me, it's very simple. What should change after the deadly Oxford shooting is protocol. These schools should be adapting a much better system at not only implementing, but then really learning and continuing to learn about risk assessment and how that can play a role in your district and potentially help avert a disaster like we saw 1 year ago at Oxford High School. And what was once a 19-member lawsuit against Oxford High School in federal court on behalf of the parents group Change for Oxford has now exploded. It is a full-on class action lawsuit on behalf of every single child in the Oxford Community School District, 5,700 students. And this group, look, they want to make changes to the school system. It's that simple. Scott Weidenfeller is the attorney representing the group. He's with Graywall Law, and he joins us this morning on the Paul W. Spish Show. Scott, nice to have you with us. Talk to us about how this changed from representing just 19 students in this lawsuit to now what is a full-on class action lawsuit representing all students in the school district.
Yes. Good morning, Chris. Thank you. So what we've done here is we represented the 19 families, and we had all of these other families approaching saying, hey, we want to be part of this too, to get the school to enforce these policies they have in place and to update them. And so what happened is we collectively decided, hey, let's file a motion. And so that's where we are right now in the federal court. We've just filed a motion asking a federal judge to certify a class. And yes, that class would include, as you state correctly, 5,700 students in the Oxford School District. So we filed that motion this week, Monday, and now we have a period of time where we have to go through, you know, any objections, and the federal court will have to weigh in and say, yes, we are certifying this class, or no, we are not. So that's where we are in the proceedings.
You know, Scott, this is obviously such a horrible situation that touches so many people. You know, our community came together as one, and we're left to say what can be done. And I think if you look at some of the details about this, this is a cautionary tale of what we need to do to help ensure that this never happens again.
Yeah, you know, when we started this out, we had a whole bunch of families come to us. And of course,
did we lose Scott? We lost him.
All right, we'll try to get.
All right,
Scott,
we'll get him back. You know, one of the things that I'm also interested in asking Scott about when we get him back is how much of a role did it play when Tom Donnelly, the former Oxford School Board president, and Treasurer Corey Bailey came out, turned whistleblower, and said, "Look, we didn't follow." We didn't follow the district's protocol. And not only did we not follow the district's protocol as we should have, but we basically did it just to get credit. You know, it's like doing the ACT. You're getting points just by putting your name on it. Doesn't mean you're doing well on the test.
And you know, Chris, that's what I was getting at with Scott. You know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I have the answers. I don't think anybody has the answers to help ensure that this never happens again. What we can do is look at the mistakes that were made. And unfortunately, this situation is something that we can look at this and say, okay, this is how not to do it.
Well, the Detroit News says that the civil litigation, the district has contended it has government immunity against claims of negligence and other charges. And I think that's another part of this that we really haven't touched on. And look, this is getting into the minutia, but when you've got Tom Donnelly and Corey Bailey coming out and saying, look, things weren't done properly, but the school district continues to hide behind government immunity. That's a problem. And the fact that they continue to claim that as kind of their parachute makes it really difficult, again, to try to get to the bottom of this. Scott's back with us, Scott Weidenfeller with Graywall. He's the attorney representing here. Scott, we were just kind of wrapping here while we were getting you back on about Tom Donnelly and Corey Bailey, the former president and treasurer of the board, and what impact it had on your suit after they came out and blew the whistle, said school didn't do what they needed to do in terms of risk assessment and protocol.
You know, it's interesting. It's some of these things, you know, our families have been hearing about. I do, Chris, have to be careful about commenting on ongoing discovery in federal court. Certainly, along with everyone else, we heard what they said coming out saying that there were threat assessment policies that just were never implemented. So we'll be interested to see as discovery progresses where all of this leads. Certainly, we want to take the depositions under oath of Mr. Donnelly and Mr. Bailey.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this way then. Do you feel that your case is bolstered by some of the allegations that were made?
You know, I think with any litigation process, we really would like to, you know, get all the information first and take their depositions, get their testimony under oath. There are additional people we wanted to pose as well, and then look at it holistically. Certainly, it did come out as a bombshell, of course, even to some of our clients, you know, finally to hear some information from the board. So we'll have to do more discovery and to find out exactly, you know, hey, how accurate is this, and where does all of this, you know, fit together?
I got 10 seconds left here, Scott. I just wanted to clarify. The parents are not asking for money, right? There's no monetary gain here for them. They just want the district to update their protocol so the kids are safe.
Exactly. No monetary claim for any class member, and anyone could opt out of the class if it is certified by the federal court. That's right.
All right, Scott Weidenfeller, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much for the clarification. More next on WJR.